It's time to find out what's doing around the Singleton District with General Manager Jason Linnane. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, I'm going good, Bear. Going good. Very excited. I think the Knights can get back on the winner's list tomorrow night at Brisbane.
Well, if they were ever going to do it against the Bulldogs, hey, my team got back on the wagon against them, so your mob should be able to as well.
Let's hope so, mate. It's been a tough year, hasn't it?
So far. Very surprising, actually. I've got to say I've been disappointed with the Knights. I'm sure you have too. You expected greater things.
Yeah, certainly did. But I suppose you've got to be a little bit realistic. We are still in that rebuilding phase as a club, and we've had a number of injuries and suspensions in this last period of time. So, all things considered, yeah, it hasn't been a pass mark, but hopefully we can get some of those players back, get the troops on the ground and make up for that four over the next 16 rounds.
Fingers crossed for you, mate. Now, let's talk about what's happening with the by-election. What's the latest word?
Oh, mate, the latest word is that we're reasonably confident. I have every reason to be confident that the by-election will be held in that last weekend in July. So they said that the 30th of July. That hasn't been confirmed as yet, so we're still waiting for the Electoral Commission to come back to us. But all indications are that's sort of where we're heading.
Is that the latest that you can do it, or it could be later if necessary?
It could be later, but that, from a local government point of view, that works for us. It gets us away from the federal election. It gets us away from all that work that we need to do for adoption of our operational plan and budgets and all those types of things.
Mm.
It gives us some clear air in terms of advertising and putting in place all the logistics we need to do to run the election, or the by-election, I should say.
And will you have to be in caretaker mode for a number of weeks before the election still?
No, one of the good things with what we found out in recent times is it's actually going to be a by-election. It's not a full election, it's
right.
A by-election, which means our councillors continue in office right up until the election.
Okay, all right. Well, we will find out more about that in the not-too-distant future. There's also a drop-in session coming up next week.
Yeah, this is a really cool initiative by our planning teams, getting out and talking to community groups outside of Singleton, but also in the township as well, just to try and, I suppose, debunk, demystify, improve the broader planning process. We know we've got some issues out of Bulga with the Bulga deferred matter, so that's a land use, land zoning sort of consideration. So the planners are going out next Thursday, the 19th, just to make themselves available so they can explain what it actually means to them, what the implications are, and what they can do in the interim period before the new LEP comes into force. At the same time, though, we're going to take the opportunity to spend some time with other staff going out to talk to the Bulga community about the village master plan that we're updating for Bulga, and give them some feedback in terms of what that includes, what it doesn't include, and also some explanation about some works we're actually undertaking at the moment.
Oh, there's a lot to be considered there. So when's it going to be exactly on next Thursday?
Yeah, next Thursday, Thursday 19th at the Bulga Community Hall.
Okay.
About 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock.
And finally, things are going to be heating up this weekend in Singleton.
Oh, I hope it's going to heat up. It's a bit cool at the moment. Yeah, absolutely. Our Firelight Festival starts this Saturday. We're blown away by the response from our community. Over 7,000 people have already booked their free tickets.
Wow!
To the Firelight Walk, and then Firelight event on the 21st. So it's a week long event this time around. We really thank the state government for their support, Dave Lozell and the guys of the state government. The $150,000 we got through their programs enabled us to put our normal Firelight event on steroids. So people, the local Singletonians will see already. The Nowy Bridge at night time looks amazing, lit up in beautiful red colours.
Mate, it's a free event, but you do need to get a ticket. There's no limit on the tickets, is there? It's just a matter of jumping to the website and getting that sorted out?
Yeah, that's right. We do the ticketing, and you're right, it's free. We do the ticketing because, for a number of reasons. One, we need to understand how many people are coming, so we make sure that the logistics are arranged around that. But also enables us to do really good reporting back to the state government and other agencies to justify and verify to them how valuable, how successful the event was. So we then go back and arm with good data, good evidence, to ask for more money going forward, because there's a very clear correlation between events and the destination economy. But you need data to support your argument. So it's really important we do that ticketing for a range of reasons.
All right, warm up this weekend and over the next week or so with the Firelight Festival in Singleton, and find out more about it at the Singleton Council website and on the Facebook page. And, of course, right here on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show each week, in this instance when we're joined by Jason Linnane. Thanks, mates.
Thanks, Bear. All the best to you and the listeners.